Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
She got to the parking lot, his knees were already blown. Love is such a mighty drug, a mightier disease. Bet he misses her from past the barge with one eye and crooked teeth. One eye and crooked teeth.
Welcome back to Middays with Marcus Maben. Here on 93.9 The Ville. Steve Rummage, Chase in the booth. We're having a good time today, man. Listen, it's fun. We're back to talking sports. We're back to talk recruiting. You know what? It feels like I've missed just being Louisville fans, and it's like, well, what do we hate or dislike really strongly? Kentucky. Yeah. And everything else. It's like, yeah, no, we're all on the same page with our squads. Yeah, like we love our team. That's fun.
No, it's definitely normal getting out of coach search, and now it's,
I know.
You know, now we can talk about recruits,
right?
Get some football talk in there.
Which, by the way, for those that you know, kind of the story this morning about some report that was put out about Louisville losing a few guys, and some of those guys have refuted that basically, and the tweet got taken down by Brandon Marcello. Colorado's lost six dudes just today. That's what I say. It happens.
Yeah.
You're gonna lose guys, like
Deion's or losing guys.
If you got a decent team, you're going to lose guys. If you suck, you probably won't.
Yeah.
Guys will be like, oh, I'm good here.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, yeah, like that's the thing. You will lose players. I mean, if you have a solid team, that's just how it's going to go. So, I mean, again, when you look at it like that, you're just like, yeah, dude, Colorado, you know, we look at them as some of the top recruiters, you know, and Deion Sanders, like, yeah, six players today alone already. And that's not been refuted. Those guys are in the portal right now. So it's like, yeah. Oh, apply for 2025 men's Final Four tickets today.
Ooh. That popped up.
In San Antonio.
That'd be fun.
It wouldn't be bad, would it?
No.
Where are the first couple rounds next? Look, you know, their first two rounds are in Lexington next year.
I heard that. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, look at this. Yeah, look. Cleveland, Milwaukee, Raleigh, Seattle, Wichita, Providence, Lexington, and Denver. I could take first two rounds over in Lexington. Yeah, Coach Kelsey.
Yeah. That'd be a way to get me in that horrid city.
Ugh.
Can't stand it.
No. Like, they literally have a road that just drives around the city.
Yeah.
So that way you don't have to go through the city.
Thank God they do.
Thank God. Yeah. Like, they had to build a road that just be like, here, that way you don't have to go down through it.
Yeah.
You can just drive around it.
Oh, God.
Atlanta and Indy. All right, let's do the Bobby Hurley thing.
Okay.
Lexington, Indy, San Antonio.
Hey.
Lexington, Indy, San Antonio, baby.
You know Kelsey is.
Let's go.
Kelsey probably has it written on a board.
I know, yeah. Lexington, Indy, San Antonio. The other ones are Newark, San Francisco, and Atlanta. Man, that's fun. That's exciting just to look at.
It's
by the way, apparently there are some reports coming out that I think our guy Jody Demling said from Cardinal Authority. They're expecting Balo today.
Today.
So we'll see. Yeah, maybe. Again, I would still think with him that Indiana's the leader, but get him on campus.
They can be the leader until they're not.
Yep, get him on campus. That's all that matters, man. You get him here, and make a play. Texture says, do we know what Tom Hadley is announcing his commitment? We don't. I don't know that there's been anything put out yet. I feel like I might have saw something.
I'm looking.
Like 2 o'clock or something, but I might be wrong on that. So don't run with that. Well, while Chase is looking that up really quick, let me give a shout out to Raising Cane's. You can game plan ahead with the Raising Cane's mobile app or by ordering at RaisingCane's.com. Always appreciate when they bring by lunch drop. It's one of the easiest ones we have. It's just very, got a little box, some bread, some chicken tenders, and some fries. Like, oh, that was easy. Some cane sauce in there. Yeah, oh, it's like, God. Yeah. Cane but sauce. You get some today because you're still here.
Yeah, thank God. The cane sauce is a top tier sauce for me.
It's up there, man. It's up there. Let's see. Oh, texture says, Steve, the road in Lexington is called New Circle. It's the worst, terrible design. It's 2 lanes. It's clogged with traffic. So they just sit there and look at it then.
It doesn't surprise me.
Yeah. Texture says, can y'all set the record straight? Tell us for sure who's going into the portal. I heard Boone, which is a head scratcher. Isn't he a starter? Well, that's not. And that's why he's in the portal. Boone is in the portal. He was not starting. I'm not going to slander the kid and say he is, he is for sure not going to be here. Yeah. or I'm sorry. He's for sure leaving because of that. But I think that plays into it.
I mean, it should.
Yeah.
I mean, it's.
You come here, you get beat out, you leave. Yeah, like, but I'm saying there might have been other reasons, too. You never know, man. I know Penny Boone has a fiance and a child. There's a lot goes into that, man. That's all I say. I mean, it doesn't mean Penny Boone's like, he didn't start, so.
Oh, he's not a bad guy.
He's a crybaby getting out of here. And maybe it is. That may be 100% what it is. But it could also be. No, look, I've got this new baby. I need to make the league. And maybe he's a little squeamish about, I don't know if I want to come off the bench. Like, you know, like I would rather be, you know, this school here is telling me they'll start me. Whatever said SEC school is like, no, you'll start here. Like, I get it. I do get that. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, and I do agree with the texter. Says, it's Chris the Plumber. Texter says, you know, didn't he see what Jordan and Grindo did? I would agree with that. But I will say this. Him and Don Chaney are very much alike. Don Chaney just has a lot more breakaway speed. So I think it would be more of a Maurice Turner. I don't know that. I feel like it might be one of those situations where Don Chaney just out Penny Boone. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where it's like, whereas Grindo and Jordan and those guys were not the same.
Well,
you know,
I was going to say,
also, Isaac Brown, the freshman.
Yeah.
That kid's really good.
And
he's going to play.
Like, he doesn't have to be a crybaby for wanting to leave because of playing time. He might have worked his tail off and just realized, holy, Chaney's better than me.
Yeah.
Like, that could be a real, like, you can't just be better than everybody, even if you work the hardest on the team.
Absolutely.
Like some guy might just be better than me and I don't think I'm going to play. So I want to leave.
Yeah, no. Listen, absolutely. And I think that's kind of, I think that's kind of the situation there with that one. So, but yeah, I mean, but then this morning, of course, we talked about it in the first hour, you get the tweet, from Brandon Marcello and there's 5 guys going into the portal, which ended up being refuted pretty quickly. I mean, Madden Sanker jumped out there and said, no, that's not true. You know, Michael Gonzalez has since jumped out there and said, no, that's not true. Now, again, that doesn't mean some of those guys won't hit the portal. I do think, like, the Houston kid that they put on there, it sounds like he's going to hit the portal. There's been a lot of talk about Tyler Barron possibly hitting the portal. I could see that, I guess, but I don't have any reason to believe that. But, just sometimes where there's a lot of smoke, you're like, oh, okay, that ended up being the case. I mean, last week you started to hear a couple rumblings about Penny Boone, and it was like, well, maybe. Yeah. And then, of course, he did. So would I be shocked? No. But, yeah.
That one would hurt.
Yeah, like, Barron would hurt because I feel like Barron gives us 2 elite pass rushers, which I like because I feel strongly about our defense. I mean, I think our defense is going to be very good. I mean, it was a top 25 defense last year.
Yeah.
I mean, and they pretty much have upgraded at every spot they lost.
Yeah.
Now, me and you talked about this before the show. We do have a five-star in TJ Capers who Ron English called out, and it sounds like he's answered the bell, and they're really liking what he's doing over there too. So, listen, I'm not saying you couldn't replace Tyler Barron, but I do like an older SEC-style pass rusher. Like, I think it's a big deal. Now, Tyler Barron hasn't really done anything during the spring, so, you know, I don't know. Jermaine Lole hitting the portal. That one sucks. I liked what Jermaine Lole did. Now, do we have depth there? Sure. Taufik Thomas, Dez Tail, Thor Griffin's going to be coming in. We have a lot of pieces there. I'm fine. We're fine there. But you hate to lose a guy that you're like, oh, no, he can make an impact.
Yeah.
And probably will. You know, so but that's just how it is.
Yeah.
I mean, like I said, Colorado just lost the starting safety, Miles Slusher, who we know because he actually committed to Louisville and ended up, go figure, we're having this conversation, and ended up going there, you know, so.
Well, I remember when we lost Monty Montgomery and everybody was like, oh, God.
And then I just got a text. I'm sorry. I just wanted to say I just got a text from somebody who would know and says I have it on pretty good authority that Barron isn't leaving, and it's a bad rumor. So, and that's somebody I know who's texted me that would know.
And so, we got to keep our head on straight.
That's the thing, man. It's yeah. And again, good teams lose guys. That's the portal.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not losing guys after spring ball, you're probably not that good of a team.
Yeah.
That's just the facts, man. Like, you're losing guys because there's talented guys at their positions.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
not because checks aren't cashing.
No. Yeah. The checks aren't cashing thing. Listen, you can go look at that college football headlines. He's putting out some pretty now it's getting nasty. That's a direct.
He's making himself look like kind of a jackass.
It's a direct attack.
Yeah.
You can tell. It's a direct attack on, and it's like, okay. Yeah, like that's not working. Let's see. We've been hearing rumblings about Barron for a while. Yeah, that's why I say. I mean, we'll see. Again, somebody I know would know on pretty good authority said they feel good that he'll be here. People are going to overreact to the portal. Rig was waiting for one piece of bad news. Look, he's got a curly headed white kid to be excited about. Good for him, man. Kentucky basketball. I thought, let's see.
It's the Kentucky basketball of old, baby.
They'll be fine. Again, they'll be fine.
I know.
I'm okay with that, though. They've not been fine recently. The last 15 years, they've been animals.
Yeah.
Me and you were talking about Jaden Quaintance. And it was so funny if just listening to me and you talk about Jaden Quaintance, and we're like, if we got him, what could we do with him? And you're just like, and you said it right. You're like, everything.
As a coach, oh my God.
Yeah, he can do everything.
Think about how a coach looks.
We don't get players like that.
Exactly. Think about how a coach looks at a player like that. That's like sensory overload.
Yeah. What can't he do?
Yeah. And it's just something like, and I know it, it's like, on a soccer field, like, I will look at somebody if he's super fast.
Yeah.
He could have other things that he needs to work on, but I'm like, if he's super fast, I could do something with it.
Yeah.
You know, like, those type of players is what Kentucky's had, and Calipari's just been like, you know what? They can just do it.
Yeah, like, and you would bring in a guy, a really good big, and then Quaintance would go for 20 and 18 in Rupp next year, and you'd be like, well, what was that? What was that guy?
Yeah,
you know, it's crazy. It says, yes, Texter, he would be proud. I'm not gonna read that though. Bama, Tennessee, Pitt, and Texas have all lost good pieces in the last week. Said USC lost the start. Like, it happens. Like, that's the portal. I said that, and you ever know when you say something and you pat yourself on the back and you're like, yeah, that's a good take. yeah. I feel that this is mine for the day. If you're not losing guys around spring ball, you're probably not that good of a team.
Yeah. I mean, Alabama, like you said, Alabama's lost people, and people have picked him up and were like, God, that kid's a great player.
He's a stud.
But guess what?
Yeah. But they have a really good squad right there. Yeah, you know. It's funny to see the pivot with this UK commit. Would have been their worst ranked player in the class under Cal. Now he's the next Pistol Pete. Like Louisville's going to pick up a guy today, most likely, allegedly, in Javon Hadley. That,
yeah,
twice, I mean, as good.
Let's just be honest. Yeah,
okay. Would you take Wagner if that became an option? It would be hard to turn him away. I'm kind of with you. It would be hard to turn him away if he really wanted to come here, but I don't think he would, and I don't think PK would reach out to him because I just don't think they fit. That doesn't feel like a good – I mean, Wagner doesn't shoot the ball very well.
I think
he's – Wagner's not a big assist to turnover, high percentage guy. No. He doesn't fit anything. Like, you look at the other guards, not saying Wagner's not a good player, not saying he won't be a good player. I just don't think either one. And I don't think Wagner would reach out to him. Like, I just don't think that mix is there at all.
If you're going to ask me if I'd take him, like, I'd take him.
Well, sure, yeah, like, Wagner calls, like, I want to be at Louisville.
Yeah.
Of course, I'm going to take you, but.
We're going to have to talk about NIL, your check.
I just don't feel like that usage. Fit is.
No, it's not.
I don't think those two will contact each other.
No. And he won't. That's why he's not going to be at UK, because he doesn't fit there either.
Pope's the same way. Because, I mean, Pope and Kelsey are quite similar.
Yeah.
I mean, the way they're going to coach. And God, he just don't work with either one of them. That's why I think he'll probably just end up at Arkansas.
Yeah.
Maybe he goes to Memphis.
I think he's a good player.
I do, too. Yeah. I do, too. But he needs a system.
Yes.
And this is not it. I mean, a year ago, DJ Wagner was a surefire top five pick. Hands down. You go back and look at mock drafts, boom.
There he was. He was the number one player, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was the number one player coming out of high school.
Yeah, wow.
You know, and now it's like, yeah, I don't, again, like I said, the fit just isn't there with Louisville and those schools. That's why I say he'll go somewhere. He'll find it. Villanova is a place he looked at before, you know, Arkansas. I don't think it'd be here.
I agree.
He better have what I think he has. Oh my God. Nikki B. Thanks, dude. I appreciate you. He knows me. He knows the way to my heart.
Yeah.
He knows he knows when I get aggravated at him that he can just bring me a Diet Coke and I'll be like, okay.
He come always here. Texts me, asks me if I want anything.
Come here, you big cuddly bear. You never have to text me and ask me if I want a Diet Coke.
Just bring it.
It's not a question.
Yeah. Yeah.
Steve, have you heard about Bronny James? I don't think there's any interest there between Louisville. I still think Bronny James will end up. I don't agree with it, like at all. But I think he'll end up going to the league.
Yeah, and yeah. I mean, LeBron's still got some juice in him. So if a team's willing to take Bronny just to get LeBron,
yeah,
more power to you.
Yeah. Let's talk about another thing. Let's talk about another thing that's interesting, too, while we're talking recruiting and stuff. What about, I mean, I love, and I haven't got to talk to you with you about this yet, I love PK going after Jasper Johnson. I love him going after Moreno. I mean, these are kids that you would just assume. Moreno plays at great crossings. Malachi Moreno, 7-footer, plays at great crossings in Georgetown, Kentucky. What do you say? That's Kentucky. There's no way you're getting that kid. You know what I'm saying? Like, just your mind immediately is like, oh, that kid's going to Kentucky.
Yeah.
Of course. Jasper Johnson, dad played football at Kentucky. Grew up a Kentucky guy. Now, he's left the state since, but, you know, you still, everybody's assumed, especially with Cal there, that Johnson, it was just a no-brainer. I love PK going after him.
I love it.
I can't honestly sit here and say you'll get him. But I love it. Yeah, I love it. I think it shows, man, he is not scared to recruit the state of Kentucky.
No, and Cal's not there anymore.
I still hope they call, I wish they would call Trent Noah, who's committed to South Carolina, and try to flip that.
Yeah, Lloyd Gardner was pining for that. A couple weeks ago, I was like, this kid sounds like
I heard
he could play.
Was I wrong? Did I hear wrong this morning? Please correct me if I am, because I know it was on the Diener show, and I don't want to spread misinformation, but Am I wrong? Did he say he told Coach Ronnie Hamilton about him? Like,
no, you're not wrong.
Okay. I mean, I'm not going to go further than that as far as like, oh, because I don't know. But I mean, he's an elite shooter.
Yeah.
Call him up.
Well, it's just, and the other thing is, Lloyd came on our show a while ago and said some things about Kenny Payne not reaching out to him. He's already had three conversations with Pat Kelsey. So that's a big thing. Like, Lloyd's a great deal, man. Great connection to have.
Especially locally, man.
Anybody.
He can bring kids into the King of the Bluegrass. He can do and listen, Lloyd doesn't hide it.
No.
I mean, he's a Louisville guy. Yeah. I mean, you know, like, he don't think Lloyd hates Kentucky or anything. I mean, you know, like, he's got a lot of respect for, but I think he favors Louisville. I mean, you know, he's a Louisville guy. He's from Fairdale. He's a Fairdale coach. He likes Louisville. He's worked at Louisville. I mean, you know, he's a Louisville guy.
He would love to see these kids play for Louisville.
Absolutely. Like,
they're good players. And that's a great connection. And, I mean, there's probably a bunch of different types of guys like that are here. Like, I love, offer them. Get them in. I mean, because you used to see those people from Kentucky go to Kentucky and kind of sit behind all the five stars that they had, right? It'd be cool if we could get one in and get him to play.
I agree.
I mean, Malachi's 6 or 7 foot two, so it's...
No, I love that, though. Yeah. I love that... I love that he is not afraid, though, to say, no, I'm going to make you work for that.
Yeah.
Like, that's one thing I don't think we did enough, even when Patino was here sometimes, was... Cal would just sink his teeth in a kid and it was like, all right, whatever. Now, I understand some kids. Like, I think Louisville vetted the JQ situation, Quaintance.
Yeah.
I think that they vetted that and was like, look, if you're going to, I actually talked to somebody who said this, who would know. I don't want to say his name because I don't know if he wants that being said, but I usually like to give credit though, but
yeah.
That said, hey, Louisville's going to reach out. There's a connection there. Louisville's going to reach out, and they're just going to be honest. Are you just following him to Arkansas? If so, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, cool. We're not going to waste resources if you're just – my mind's already made. I'm going there. But if you're interested, we're not afraid to make him work. We're not saying, like, Quaintance had to say, no, I'm not going to Arkansas. No, yeah. I think Arkansas is absolutely on the table for Quaintance. But – it sounded like Louisville was going to fill it out and make sure, okay, you really looking around? Because if you're really looking around, we'll go up against Cal. We'll make him work for that. Mm-hmm. You know, I like that.
Yeah.
I think sometimes we gave up on recruits so easy just because it was like, well, Kentucky's in on him.
Yeah.
We can't get him. Well, make him work for it. I mean, unless it's just a situation where it's like, no, that kid is, he's already signed, sealed, delivered to Kentucky. Yeah. You know, then like, I get that.
Well, and Quaintance is a 2-year player.
Yeah. I mean,
you lay some groundwork here. If he still ends up going to Arkansas, I mean, he wasted Aaron Bradshaw this past year.
Yeah, well, and I mean, okay, if Cal gets him at Arkansas, I mean, that's not a – if you make Quaintance think about it and you make Cal have to recruit him, okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Texter said, I pointed out Marino, I pointed out Johnson – and guys like that, because you also got Tyron Stokes, who is a Louisville guy from Louisville, got family in Louisville that I think is going to be, Louisville's going to absolutely have a big shot at. Caden Magwood over at Oak Hill, I think Louisville's going to have a big shot at. I mean, heck, Gilbert Arenas' son, his daughter's going to be here playing basketball. I don't see any reason why Louisville wouldn't have a shot, you know what I'm saying, at the brother. And the brother's a 5-star player.
All you got to do is give him half a lead and he'll chase it. I think,
yeah.
I think with Kelsey, which is awesome. I mean, it's great to hear.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's see. Purdue had 3, maybe 4 Indiana kids in their starting lineup. Local talent can win. Yeah, absolutely. I agree. I don't think you have to have local talent. Like to me, it's not a deal breaker, but it matters, man. It matters.
Yeah. I mean, if they're players, and they come and you keep them in the state and they play for you, like they might play an extra little 5% harder.
Sure.
They're playing for some.
Sure. It means something, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. It means something. Absolutely. Let's do this, Chase. Let's go ahead. We'll go ahead and take our break now and stay on schedule. We'll come back. We'll figure it out. I'll keep I'm enjoying this, hitting the text line with people. And let's see, you know. Yeah, text says there's no player I want in the next few years more than I want Stokes. Well, he might be the best high school player in college behind Cooper Flagg right now. Like, so,
yeah.
I feel you. It's like, yeah, yeah. Fair enough, Dexter. I mean, but you're right. You are 100% right. You want to do that? We'll stay on schedule. We'll come back. We'll finish up the last segment there. So, Middays with Mark Smabe and Steve Rummage, Chase in the Booth, 93.9 DeVille.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
So take me down a road, it's a little bit wide here. To a place they still put sugar in their iced tea. Where the women are fighting a love is fair. Yeah, driver, you can drop me off anywhere. Yeah, driver, you can drop me off anywhere.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Middays with Marcus Maben. Minus Marcus Maben, but Steve Rummage, Chase, in the booth.
What's up?
So doing your thing in there, man. So yeah, it's
Zach Bryan Day.
I know. Listen, Coach Kelsey got us all excited about Zach Bryan. So much going on today. I believe we'll get equipment. Is that what I was going to say?
Equipment.
I believe we'll get a commitment today for the basketball team. One at least, I would imagine. All eyes are going to be on Javon Hadley, who has been in on campus yesterday, I believe, or the day before. I think Sunday and some of Monday. He's announcing a commitment today. Looks like it'd be Louisville or USC. So it'd be a nice pickup. I'm talking a 6'6 guy who's a stat stuffer.
Shoots over 50%.
I mean, you're talking 12, 13 points a game, 6-7 rebounds a game, 2-3 assists a game. He can play. And he's an older guy.
You definitely see it. I mean, efficiency is a big thing.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what I say. You can almost look at everyone and you can say their numbers, there's not going to be very many 21 and 3 guys.
Yeah.
It's going to be more 14 and 6, you know, or stuff where they're well-rounded, their field goal percentage is going to be high, and their assist to turnover is going to be low.
Yeah.
That's what he likes.
I love it.
Yeah, I mean, you can tell that's the kind of guards. I mean, every guard he's brought in here. And, I mean, when you look, Terrence Edwards, Dante Maddox, you know, Javon Hadley, Corin Johnson coming in this weekend, Boopy Miller, like, their stats are almost identical.
Yep.
Sizes are a little different. I mean, you know, I mean, I think he likes taller guys, but, I mean, I don't think it's a necessity. Dante Maddox is, what, 6'2", 6'3", which, I mean, isn't small by any stretch of the imagination. But you look at guys, you look over at Hadley. Hadley's 6'6".
Yeah.
Terrence Edwards Jr. is, what, 6'4"? Like,
yeah, he's taller.
He's a big kid.
He's long, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, that's what he likes. I mean, I'm interested to see, if we wanted to get really nerdy.
Let's do it.
I'm interested to see what his threes will look like.
I was going to ask you, you think it's three guard?
That's what I'm wondering.
Yeah.
Because he's going after so many guards. Has he went after a guy yet that you just are like, oh, that's clearly a small forward?
No.
That's why I think he's going after so many guards. I mean, Corin Johnson is probably the closest to that. How tall is he?
I know.
The Washington kid. I feel like he was bigger, so maybe he would be one. Are you looking up Corin Johnson from Washington?
He looks bigger. I can't.
Yeah, he might have been a 6'7 guy, something like that.
Yeah.
But
he's, oh, never mind. He's 6'2. He looks bigger.
Oh, well, shoot. He's a guard then. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
He is a guard.
Who am I thinking of then? I mean, even the kid from Long Beach State, he's like an undersized four.
That's what I'm – so
– so is Trey Townsend.
Yeah. Quentin's, to me, like, they have him listed as a center. He could play the four. James Scott
– oh, sure.
– is a four or a five.
Sure.
There's no – Balo is definitely a five.
Yeah, he's a center. He's a center.
Yeah, there's a lot of blurred lines there.
Khalifa's a center.
Yes. Yeah. But
Terrence Edwards Jr. 6'7".
I was about to say,
yeah, okay, that must be
long.
That must be who I'm thinking of then. Okay,
he plays like a point forward.
He don't strike you as a. I mean, but I guess he could be. That's why I say I think you're going to see a much more of a Jay Wright system that he's going to run here. Jay Wright never. I mean, he would have three guards and a undersized power forward and a center, and sometimes an undersized center.
Yeah.
I mean, he won a national championship with Antonio Pena.
Yeah.
You know,
I think everybody has to be able to handle the ball, really, except the center, maybe.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, especially in this offense, I mean, you can tell that he wants everybody to be able to handle the ball, be able to shoot the ball, you know. I'm looking at I'm looking at some heights here as I'm talking at the same time, but yeah. Let's see. When Rummage combines and Columbus together instead of committed. Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's just, I don't know how I come up with that word. Let's see. Long Beach State guy Ford. I think so. I mean, let's see. Okay. All right. Sorry. I was trying to get that to pull up, but I couldn't. Yeah, the big guy from Long Beach State, which is his brother, is 6'10", but that's not him. The guy that's transferring, let me see. The guy that's transferring is Long Beach State has the tough. This is the toughest website to.
We're trying to find heights. This is
yeah. I mean, 6'5". Gosh, all right. Yeah, he's a 6'5" forward. That's what it is. Okay. Yeah, because I'm like, yeah, man. Like, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. Like a 6'5" forward, but he's undersized. But he's had three triple doubles this year. Like, yeah. You know, like he can get after it, man. So trying to be the equivalent of Villanova, a bunch of ball handlers, good rebounders, good shooters, all 6'2" to 6'9". Yeah, I'm totally with you, Texter. That's what I think you're gonna. Again, we're learning though. We're learning, Coach PK.
Yeah,
I don't know. I mean, I think that's the case. That's what I mean. Just going by the fact that we're 2 weeks of recruiting in, and I don't feel like I've seen one small forward.
Yeah, no, there's
that
no.
That feels like, yeah. Okay, he's not. That's the position. He's like, I can play anybody there.
Like, I'm trying to think of someone on this past year's team that's like, he's a small forward, like for sure.
Yeah.
I guess like Trey White, I didn't like him at the two. I think he's probably a small forward. He didn't handle the ball well enough to play a guard for me. Mm-hmm. So that's someone where I pointed, I was like, he's definitely a three. You don't have anybody like that. It seems like everybody that are going after, it could play the 1-2 or three. Some of them probably can't play the three. But
yeah.
The ones that are taller can also play the two or the one.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And
Townsend, similar to Bahanan. Yeah, yeah, even though I think he's even a little smaller.
He is... He's a little more skilled, or I would say. He doesn't just dunk the ball like Shane. I love Shane.
Yeah, oh, yeah, but, no, absolutely. Yeah. But he's also, he could be a little more skilled as far as that goes, but he also could be, he also could be a little more, what am I trying to say here? Like, not quite as powerful. You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't think he's as athletic as Shane. I don't think he's throwing down that dunk that Shane threw down on that.
No.
The DePaul kid that got murdered.
Oh, God,
that was awesome.
So dirty. Let's get to the phone lines here. Chris, welcome in, man. What's going on?
What's up, Steve?
What up, man?
Man, I'm getting me a T-shirt. I just had it made. If you ain't got people in the portal, you ain't very good.
That's right,
T-shirt. I'm going to get the T-shirt made.
I love it.
It is so good to be talking like this again. My gosh, the breath of fresh air of us just being optimistic and having something to look forward to is so great.
Yeah.
I love what Kelsey's doing. I love the energy. Now, as far as this Boone kid, I hope he doesn't get sold a bill of goods. If you're not going to play here, why do you think someone else is going to bring you in and make you a starter when you're not starting here? This is a Power 5 program. You're leaving. Don't listen to people, man. Stay here, work hard, get it done. But, I mean, just no one can promise you anything. When you get there, if you can't do it, they're not going to play you. That's how they get fired. Don't listen to that bull crap. As far as everything else goes, I'm so ready. I've been looking at Twitter like a hawk, just waiting for commitments. I need commitments. Steve, make them commit. Get them on the board. I keep opening Twitter hoping to see something. I'll get off and I'll listen to you guys.
Look, Chris, I appreciate it, man. Yeah, no, listen, I do think that's the underlying sentiment of everybody. It's like, man, this is nice. This is nice. Just put together a team. Looking at, like, I mean, Chase, I can't tell you the last time that was authentic. Like, my excitement was authentic, man, when I was looking at that tournament locations next year, and it was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Like, I actually care about this.
Yeah, I want to see where it is.
Yeah, it was like, wow. By the way, the women did coaches last night. They were teasing that there might be a big commitment for the women's team on the way too.
Yeah, so big, huge, massive commitment.
Really?
Yeah, that's okay. What I've. I don't know.
You can't say. You can't say it like that. But I don't know. I've never heard of.
I don't know. Well,
who's the coach? Huh? You went full turtle, man. What happened there? It's like, hey, huge commitment. I don't know. Allegedly, are we talking about?
Allegedly. I went full college football headlines right there. Yeah. Allegedly.
You are college football. We know who it is now. Yeah. Now, yeah, that is, and again, if you just tuning in, there was a wild morning, man. It just felt like just a slander campaign on Louisville this morning come out of nowhere. It was like, what?
Yeah.
What? Yeah, but a lot of those guys shot it down. Again, and from that list, truthfully, man, even now, like, I like Sanker. I want those guys to be here because I think offensive linemen, you come in knowing, unless you're an elite skill set, like Eric Wood coming in and playing center, you know, different ones, you're going to be 3 years before you get on the field. That's how O-linemen, that's just how it works. So Sanker, you know, you'd hate to see him leave, but it's like, no, he could still. The Michael Gonzalez was the one immediately when I saw that, and I was like, oh, dang.
Yeah.
Like, dude, that's a starter, man. Like, he's going to be a big piece of our O-line this year. So for him to come out immediately, and, of course, the whole tweet from Brandon Marcello ended up he took it down and issued an apology and everything. So
yeah. Well, because you know how important O-line is.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you don't have an O-line, it doesn't even matter what else you got. I mean, nothing's going to get off the ground.
No, 100%.
And Bob knows that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, everything we try to do, you have to have an O-line that's solid. So it was good to see, if nothing else. Again, you're going to have guys hit the portal, and that's okay. We can do that. But it was good to see some of the names on that list were completely falsified and that they'll still be here going into next season. So that was good to see. It felt like and again, hey, if those type of schools are the ones that are trying to come after Louisville, then Louisville's doing something right.
I love it.
Yeah, we're doing something right. So that's exciting. Tomorrow or Friday, you're going to get out there to the spring game.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to have coverage. If you can't, we're going to have coverage. I think Learfield coverage of the spring game here.
Mm-hmm.
On 93.9 The Ville. So they'll be calling the spring game.
Jody, I think.
Yeah, Jody's going to be calling. Yeah, and that's his wheelhouse, man.
Oh, it's gonna be great.
Yeah, he'll be fantastic. Fantastic there. The college football headlines guy's still going in. Yeah, he's in a full slander campaign. Like, it's like, okay, there's something. He's so slanderous on Twitter right now that, like, he's destroying his own credibility.
Absolutely.
Because it's like, okay, you're this is a smear campaign.
It's
like,
hurting you.
Yeah. Like, you look like a plant.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like 100%.
Yeah. It's like, okay. But so anyways, Friday I'm going to get out there, though. I think the weather is...
It's teetering.
Yeah, it keeps going back and forth. I'm like, come on, give us a spring game, man. Right now, we're looking at 70 and partly cloudy.
I love it.
That will be ideal. That will be absolutely ideal if we can get that. So, yeah, hoping to get out there. I'm going to go out there Friday night and then get up early Saturday morning, get on a plane, and head to Florida. So,
oh, that's nice.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to Indiana to coach. So
sweet.
That is I really just got an overwhelming urge to punch you straight in the mouth. That's so,
that's like, yeah.
God.
Cool. That sounds really fun. What part of Indiana? I don't know.
It's right like, outside of Indiana.
Yeah, where are you going, man? Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, it's real sunny, sandy.
The drive through Indiana is like one of the most depressing things of all time. Like just flat land, just flat. There's nothing there. It's just flat.
Yeah, no.
When you see like a windmill, you're like, oh, thank God. there's something going on out here, man.
God, man.
Yeah, that's
just play like AC/DC to keep myself awake.
I know. I know. So I guess we're on Balo watch and Hadley watch. Two different reasons. Balo, we'll see if he shows up here on campus today. I sure hope so, man. I think if he does, you got a shot. Even though Indiana seems to be a pretty heavy favorite, if he gets here, you got as good a shot as anybody. And Hadley, it sounds like Louisville's the favorite to land him today. So could be a big day for Coach PK.
Be a little gut punch if he went to USC, but we're not going to think about
that. That would be a little bit. Yeah. Be a little bit of kick to the nats.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you know, like the Freddie DeLone kid, he's got a crystal ball now to NC State. Okay. Like, that don't bother me because I'm like, well, we never even brought him to campus. I mean, I feel like if the staff had a connection there and wanted him on campus, they would at least got him to campus. It feels like that there was like, okay, we've got a few other pieces we need to do first.
Yeah.
Before we can go this route. So it's like, yeah, that don't bother me. But, yeah, if Hadley just went somewhere else, that would be a little bit of a shot to the pills.
Yeah.
You're like, well.
He's a solid player, man. He's real smooth.
No, he's really good, man. Yeah. You start out with him and Edwards and Rain Smith and James Scott. It's like, okay, that's a good four, man. And then who knows? I mean, Maddox, again, I believe he's at Xavier today and is finishing up at Xavier. So, I mean, I would imagine we know something by Friday probably on Maddox one way or the other. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, if you were able to get him, I mean, that would be a big time get. And then, of course, that moves us right into Thursday, which is kind of our next big day.
Yeah.
With Quaintance, with Khalifa, with Traor from Long Beach State. And then that moves you into the weekend. Corin Johnson, Boopie Miller, and Trey Townsend.
Yeah. No, I mean, spring game, weekend, recruits, God.
Oh, yeah, and it's going to be, looks like it's going to be nice, man.
Oh, yeah. I'll be out there tailgating.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's going to be a fun night. It's going to be a fun night. All right, Chase, you go ahead and play us out, man. This was fun. Thanks for sitting in with me today, man.
Yes, sir.
I enjoyed it. I thought I was going to be in here with Nick and Marcus this morning. And I just got you for 2 hours, and it was a blast.
Yeah, there we go.
No notes, no nothing. This was just completely off the fly. Just me
we got
and you,
news
man.
Today, baby.
Yeah.
Recruiting
just,
news.
Just me and you on the fly. Yeah. I loved it.
Yeah.
All right, man. Midday's Marcus Maven, Steve Rummage, Chase. Appreciate you, man. 93.9 The Ville.